Thank you, Mr. President, and I will keep my remarks short. My delegation congratulates you on the agreement just now under your excellent leadership on the updated IED declaration. This updated declaration affirms our commitment to addressing the threats posed by IEDs. This threat is posed primarily by armed non-state actors, including terrorist groups such as the New People's Army. We hope that all high contracting parties to the CCW will adopt this declaration at the review conference next week. While we welcome the affirmation in one paragraph of this updated declaration on the need for balanced participation of women and men in countering IEDs, we wish to emphasize that beyond parity and representation, more substantive gender perspectives are important in effectively undertaking our work under this amended protocol. Mr. President, my delegation also congratulates my colleagues, Colonel Pascal Levant of the Republic of France and Ms. Diana Castillo of the Republic of Colombia, for their successful steering of the discussion on IEDs during the meetings of the group of experts this year and last year. I wish to highlight some observations we have derived from these meetings as follows. First, there is usefulness in having focused discussion on the nuance of the design and the manner of use of IEDs. As experts from Filipino civil society organizations have demonstrated, some of these IEDs function like anti-personnel mines and could be used indiscriminately, including through their placement in public spaces, thereby exposing civilians and civilian communities to risks. This demonstrates the importance of focusing on urban setting and highlighting technical innovations in discussing the methods of IED clearance. Second, there is a need to synergize parallel efforts to address the IED threat at the national, regional, and international level. Third, there is a need to discuss methods to prevent the upstream diversion of precursors, ammunition, explosives, and components that may be used for the manufacture of IEDs. We welcome the reference to this issue in the proposed mandate of the group of experts, as we believe that this falls within the ambit of our work in implementing this amended protocol. The group of experts mechanism has greatly increased our understanding of the breadth and scope of the IED threat. It demonstrates the relevance of this convention not only as a means to promote compliance with IHL, but also to improve international peace and security, even in the area of non-traditional threats. The next step is to map the available assistance and to match them with the needs of affected high contracting parties based on an analysis of the gaps and challenges they face. In this regard, we welcome the usefulness of the following. First, the revised questionnaire on counter IED that the coordinators have prepared. We support the endorsement of this questionnaire by this conference. Second, the counter IED capability maturity level and self-assessment tool that was developed by the United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research, or UNIDIR. In closing, I wish to express my delegation's support for the proposal of the IED coordinators on the mandate of the group of experts next year. In particular, we believe that discussions on regional mechanisms as a way of enhancing and strengthening national capacities in countering the threat of IEDs merits inclusion in this mandate. Thank you, Mr. President.